Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
From Vanderpump Rules to motherhood and everywhere in between, it's time to catch up with Sheena Shea. This is Shenanigans. And now, here's your host, Sheena Shea.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Shenanigans. Today, we've got my fiance, Brock, co-hosting. And we have, you can say hi, honey.
Oh, hello. I was just waiting for a time to get in, but you just didn't give it to me.
We have an exciting interview. So I'm doing something a little new today, and we're doing a founder's interview with Miss Tina Anderson, who is the founder of Just Thrive Health. It is a probiotics company that we're going to completely get into because I personally have a lot of questions about, you know, breastfeeding and pregnancy and probiotics and all of that. But first, why don't you tell me a little bit about yourself? Like, where did Just Thrive come from and why is it different than other supplement companies?
Damn, you went straight for the why is it different, eh?
Well, yeah, just, you know, like tell me about yourself.
Tell us about yourself.
Tell me why it stands out, you know?
Yes, I get it. So yeah, a little bit about myself is I had a very interesting journey. I actually was in litigation for many years. So I'm an attorney and I went that route and I was working crazy hours and never at home. And my husband was in sales, you know, hardly working and making a whole lot more money than I was. And I'm like, something's wrong with this. So
yeah, she was a trial lawyer.
Oh. Yeah. So it was so fun. Not really. And then I was fortunate enough to go into a family pharmaceutical business. And I was like, this is great. You know, we're delivering life-saving medications to people. It's wonderful. But after being in that industry for a while, we started to notice the abuses, a lot of the overprescribing of medicines, a lot of the just abuses in the whole industry as a whole. And so my husband and I are really deep thinkers. We read a lot of Norman Vincent Peale, Wayne Dyer, and we decided that we wanted to do something that was more in line with who we are and how we lived our own lives. And so we pivoted careers and we decided to go, we just dove into a lot of the natural health space and learning about it. And through all of our research, we really started to understand the critical importance of gut health and how we now know the gut is dictating virtually every single aspect of our overall health. I swear, I think it's like prayer, meditation, being at the right place at the right time. We were able to license these very exclusive strains from London University, Dr. Simon Cuddy out of Royal Holloway University. So it has been the most incredible thing. So we launched this product. We had no experience in doing anything like this, but we wanted to do something that meant something to us and that was going to make an impact on this world. And so it has been amazing. So it's about 9 years later, and it's been the most gratifying career journey I've ever been on.
Awesome. So Brock is in like health and wellness and the fitness space. So that's why I wanted him to co-host because I know he has some questions and, you know, you take a lot of supplements and stuff and he always has something new he's trying. And I'm like, what is that? What are you taking? Is that a steroid?
I think the biggest one for me and for what you're doing is just bringing awareness because the problem with the health environment or the ecosystem of health out there and the awareness of it is there isn't a lot of awareness around it. It's only what we read and what you see. And the problem with, you know, in the supplement market is you get brand, you can brand whatever you want, but it's whether that product can actually do that or whether you take it upon yourself to go out and look into these products, especially for probiotics, what you guys have done, and actually looking to say, okay, there is, like you say, there is these probiotics out there, yogurt, all of these things that you can get your probiotics from, but how does that biology go in your body? How does it actually work? And I think with health and wellness, but mainly with when it comes to supplements, is there might be a name for something, but it doesn't mean it's actually good for you.
Right. No, I'm so glad you brought that up, Brock, because that is literally what's at the core of myself, my own personal values, but our core values of our company is empowerment. I just am so passionate about bringing this knowledge and information to people. I just want people to start to take control of their own health. I mean, unfortunately, the conventional medicine system, medical system that we're in is putting band-aids on things. You know, they have, you have high cholesterol, you have autoimmune. It's like everyone's just putting band-aids on things. We need to get to the root cause of conditions and figure out why you have it. There are pharmaceuticals, there is a place for them. You know, they're great for life-saving medications, emergency type situations, but we are deficient in so many supplements out there.
There is a place for them. You nailed it with that one sentence because everyone will take a prescription or they'll go to their doctor and take it as gospel, but it's not fixing the actual problem. It's just putting a band-aid on it. Exactly what you said. And okay, it's great to talk to. The problem with people is they don't understand that concept.
Well, I never really understood anything until recently. We had this drink that we were drinking and it said there was like a million probiotics in it or something insane. And yeah, I was 6
million probiotics.
Yeah, 6 million or something crazy.
It was fermented apple juice. And they kept the live whatever it was.
Yeah,
live
but I was like, how is there 6 million things in like this size can? Like, that's crazy. I'm like, hold on. I don't even understand what a probiotic is. So that was why I was excited to get you on the show to talk about this. And then we were looking into like gut health and everything. And I mean, the only thing this is going to sound stupid that I think about like gut is like a gut feeling, you know, but it's like, no, there is your gut, your actual gut. Well, so
yes. can we jump in there and for your listeners out there, cause this is the new one for Sheena doing a founder's talk. And this is definitely a new one in the supplemental space.
Yeah.
So let's tell your listeners a little bit more about what gut health looks like, kind of why it's important. And then kind of help them understand this for us.
And why it's like the core of our overall health.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm so glad you started with that because I think that's where it's just so foundational. So, you know, when I talk about gut bacteria or like probiotics or what gut bacteria is, it's basically the microbiome is the totality of organisms that are living on and in us. And so we are 10 times more bacterial cells than we are human cells. So that's worth repeating. We have 10 times more, we're making up more of bacteria by 10 times than we are made up of human cells. And yet we live in this world that is so offensive to bacterial health, from antibacterial hand sanitizers, which is relevant now, but antibacterial soaps, to antibiotics, all of these things are so offensive to our gut health. So here for all these years, we've been like bacteria bad, only like less than 1% of bacteria is bad. The majority of bacteria is so incredibly beneficial to us. It determines whether we're somebody that, you know, metabolizes food faster, whether we're one of those people that could look at a cupcake and gain 10 pounds or eat a, you know, dozen cupcakes and not gain any weight. It's our bacteria that's determining that. It's our bacteria that's determining whether, you know, you mentioned, Sheena, the whole thing of, you know, you have that gut feeling. That's because the gut is sending signals to the brain and the brain is sending signals down back to the gut. So that's not like woo-woo. Like when we're nervous or you have to go to the bathroom when you're nervous or something, or you're excited and you feel the butterflies, that is because there is a bi-directional communication between the gut and the brain. But when you start talking about gut health, it's hard to find any disease that is not associated with an imbalance of your gut, from heart disease to dementia to cancer, diabetes, Alzheimer's, autoimmune issues. I mean, all those types of issues are all a direct indication of the balance or imbalance of your gut health. So it is foundational to health. It is absolutely where you start with health. And, you know, Brock, you brought up something earlier about you don't know what supplements are out there. And I think that is one of the things that were the research behind them. And that is one of the things that really stood out to us is we were huge fans of supplements, but my gosh, you don't know what to take that's out there. You don't know, you know, the research behind it. And so it was really important to us to only bring products that were researched and backed by science. So we actually have double blind human clinical trials on our strains, which is unheard of in the supplement space and unheard of in the probiotic space. Back to the gut health. I mean, it is, you know, you're talking about immune, everyone's talking about your immune health. I mean, your immune system, 80% of it is found in your gut. Serotonin, which is the happy hormone, 90% of it is produced in your gut. Dopamine is produced in your gut. GABA, all these really important neurotransmitters are all produced in your gut. So it is foundational when you start talking about health, overall health.
So what would you say are like some tools to improve your gut health? Like, I know there's like intermittent fasting and certain things, but what else would you say?
Yeah, no, I'm glad you brought that up because intermittent fasting is super important. It's really helpful to create diversity in the gut. Another big thing is avoidance of things. The world we live in is so offensive to our gut health.
So I'm curious, what would you say are some like offenders to gut health?
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, the world we live in is so incredibly offensive to our gut health. So, you know, we start out just with antibiotics. So antibiotics that we take, we know, you know, we need to take antibiotics. Sometimes they save lives. We have to sometimes take them, but there's such an overprescribing of antibiotics. Sometimes that's the doctor's fault. Sometimes that's the patient's fault. Like a patient will be like, I'm going out of town. I really want an antibiotic.
Antibiotics. I've done that before.
Yeah. We all have been guilty of it. But, you know, we know antibiotics are killing the good bacteria in our gut, and that is so harmful to our overall health. So we don't want to do that. We want to avoid antibiotics at all costs. The problem is a lot of the food that we eat is really offensive, you know, or they have antibiotics in it. So antibiotics are huge offenders. Even like glyphosate, which is the active ingredient in Roundup that's sprayed all over our produce, that's sprayed all over our, you know, grass, we are ingesting this glyphosate, and that's very, very offensive to our gut health. It's killing only the beneficial bacteria. With antibiotics, it's killing the bad bacteria, but it's also killing the good bacteria. With glyphosate, it's only killing the bad bacteria. So that's pretty scary. And then household cleaning products are super offensive to our gut health. Stress is really, really offensive. People don't realize how...
I'm stressed all the time.
I know.
Yeah, I know. It's like, and we all are. I mean, this is the world we're living in, unfortunately. So stress is a huge offender to our gut health. And that's due in large part because of that gut-brain connection that I talked about. So alcohol, sugar, sorry, folks, but those are all really big offenders to our gut health.
So you have, I know you mentioned stress. You have something called Just Calm now, right? That's a newer product in your line that focuses with stress, correct?
Yes. So that's really exciting. So probiotic, our flagship product is the Just Thrive probiotic and antioxidant. And so that's really important because it's dealing with one aspect of stress, but the new product called Just Calm is actually has been shown in studies, the 1714 strain, to actually reduce cortisol levels, which is very, when we start getting stressed out, the hypothalamus gets activated and starts, the adrenal starts to shoot off cortisol. And now we have this high cortisol in our body, which is inflammatory and causes all kinds of issues. So the 1714 strain that's found in Just Calm has actually been shown to reduce that cortisol level. You know, and I think the problem is we have been so focused. Psychiatrists have had their hands tied with, you know, they only pretty much have SSRIs to deal with depression and anti-anxiety meds to deal with anxiety. And it really, people aren't having much luck with that, much if any luck with it. And psychiatrists are having that same issue treating patients. And I think the reason is because they've been looking at the wrong place. We need to be focusing, rather than focusing on the brain, we need to be focusing on the gut, because it's the gut that's sending those signals up to the brain. And that is very well documented.
Yeah, that's so interesting you say that too, because up until I got pregnant, I was on anti-anxiety medication. I was taking Wellbutrin for so many years. And it was only when I found out I was pregnant, I asked my doctor, I'm like, should I like, you know, cold turkey stop taking this? And he didn't recommend that way. He said, you know, slowly to wean myself off it. But with that being said, probiotics is something that even during my pregnancy, I didn't know too much about. And then when I received your products more recently, I was like, well, I'm going to wait until I sit down with Tina to ask, because I'm now weaning myself off breastfeeding. So for pregnant women, breastfeeding women, are probiotics something they should be taking? Are they safe? Are there certain ones that are better? I was curious about that.
Oh yeah. I'm so glad you asked that, because I am so particular about children. For example, you know, I have three kids of my own who are now adult children, but I mean, we see now kids are just, so many kids have allergies. So many kids, you know, when I was a kid, which was a long, long time ago, I had one kid that I knew all through college or all through high school that had a peanut allergy. Now you see every, you know, there's peanut free tables. People have all these allergies.
Totally.
This is a complete reflection of gut health. This is why there's this prevalence of allergies and autoimmune issues, ADHD, autism in children, is because their guts are so imbalanced. So it is so important for a pregnant mom to be taking care of her gut by taking a spore-based probiotic, because you're, as a pregnant mom, you are passing on your bacteria to your child. That is right. The only time your child is inoculated with their gut bacteria is through vaginal childbirth, close skin to skin contact, and breastfeeding. So there is never a more important time to be on a high quality probiotic and to be supporting your gut health than when you're pregnant, because you are passing it on to your child. And then when you're breastfeeding, it also is great. It's great to give this to kids. I mean, you could give it to kids, even to young babies. If you wanted to, you could sprinkle a little bit on like your breast, if you're nursing, or, you know, just as they get older, you could put it into their food and you could eat it, you know, that would be fine.
That actually is one of the questions that I just put on my list for my daughter's pediatrician at her appointment that she has in a couple weeks, is what other vitamins or things should we be giving her? Because now that we are weaning her off breast milk and she's on whole milk and she's eating solids, I'm like, but is she getting enough? Like, she has her greens, but then some days she doesn't want to eat her lunch. And
she's
so
on
I'm
the
like,
Western diet now, you know?
You know? So now I'm like, I just want to make sure she's getting enough vitamins and whatever she needs. So That's interesting you say that. And you mentioned, forgive me if this is a stupid question, but I'm sure my listeners would have this question as well. You said spore-based probiotics, and I have no clue what that is. So can you explain a little more about that?
That is not a stupid question whatsoever.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, wait, what's a spore?
I talk about spore-based probiotics. I just think everybody knows what they are. And of course, half, you know, 90%
of the population. Well, now Shenanigans is going to know.
Now Shenanigans is definitely going to know. So spore-based probiotics are a completely different category of probiotics. And those are the type of probiotic strains that we used in Just Thrive. And that's why we were like disruptors when we came into the probiotic market. Nobody had spore-based probiotics. And here is the two biggest differences, I would say. One is they are able to survive the gastric system. The majority of probiotics on the market, when you swallow them, die before they ever get into your intestines. So you were talking about that drink that you were drinking, and they may have 6,000, 6 million, 6 billion CFUs in their product, but it's about how many get into your intestines. That's the key. And so with this Just Thrive, with the spore-based probiotic, they have this endospore shell around themselves, and that gives them the ability to survive the stomach acid. The stomach acid is very acidic. It's meant to be acidic. It's that allows them to get to the intestines where they get there 100% alive. And so that's a huge, huge difference. And that really is what sets us apart from the majority of probiotics in the market, is their ability to get to the intestines alive. So we have 3 billion CFUs in our product.
Wow.
And we know that all 3 billion get there 100% alive and actually make a shift. And we've done a study that showed it caused a 30% shift in the microbiome, which is also unheard of. You don't find any probiotics that have studies of that magnitude, of that type of shift. And this was just after 2.5 weeks. But the second part of that, of these strains, why they're so different, is that these strains were found in the soil by our ancestors, used to eat off the land, and they would get these strains off the soil. So these are not something that we've engineered to make them super duper, like we didn't put some enteric coating on them or made them. These are like the same strains our ancestors used to eat on a regular basis. And so that's where I just feel like when, you know, you're the doctor, when you go to the doctor and you ask them, it's like, we have to remember that these are the same strains our ancestors used to eat. And if we were living in a tribe in Tanzania where our, you know, soil was clean and it wasn't contaminated and over-farmed, we would be getting these on a regular basis. And that's why in those places in the world, they have virtually no incidence of ulcerative colitis or digestive issues, gas, bloating, diarrhea, all of those things.
Can we jump on there? Because I guess for me, first understanding that, and then I was trying to like visualize kind of what was going on with my probiotics as they were going through my gut as soon as you're consuming them. But you're right, when they go through your digestive tract, your stomach acids generally do their job and break it down. And to get probiotics through that, I just imagine them getting a little shield on them, lube them up a little bit, and they shot straight through. They got out of there. They were alive. They weren't limping. They weren't damaged.
They're strong.
That was what I had in my head. Yes. I was like, yeah, my little boys, get in there. And then so obviously when we take care of gut health, there's also a relation. You spoke about the brain, gut to brain. Let's jump into that a little bit more.
What role does the gut play in mood and brain health?
Yeah, the gut plays a huge, massive role. So I was starting to kind of talk about how I don't want to get too scientific because I don't want to lose anybody. But the bottom line is.
Okay. Oh, you can get scientific and I'll give it to them in like imaginary terms, layman terms.
I got you. Perfect. Okay.
I'll try anyway. I'll do my best.
Yes. I have a feeling you'll do awesome at it. So there's two sources of offenders to our gut health. And it's basically two sources of brain inflammation. One is coming from something called LPS-derived inflammation. LPS is lipopolysaccharides. They're found in our gut and they seep into our bloodstream when we have a leaky gut. I don't know if you've ever heard of leaky gut, but leaky gut is basically the intestinal wall kind of opens up and toxins start to seep into your bloodstream. And then the immune system starts causing this inflammatory response. And so this inflammation could go to your heart, it could go to your, you know, kidney, it could go to your brain. And we find that a lot of the inflammation goes to our brain. So the probiotic is what kind of takes care of that. We have a double-blind human clinical trial on leaky gut showing that it's reducing the LPS toxins from seeping into the bloodstream. So this is a huge aspect of it. The other part is that 1714 strain that I talked about, because the other cause of inflammation to the brain are external stressors. So we've got too much to do. The baby's up in the middle of the night. You know, you've got this list of things to do. You know, there's all kinds of stressors, obviously, that we live in. There's a pandemic going on, you know, all these crazy things that we've lived with. And we can't get away from that. Unfortunately, we can't get away from it. But we do know that that 1714 strain that I was telling you about in Just Calm, our other product that just launched, that was so exciting, but we know that it's reducing that cortisol, the cortisol levels, which is helping reduce the inflammation in the gut. So the gut, like I said, serotonin is produced in our gut, dopamine is produced in our gut, GABA, all these important neurotransmitters are all produced in their gut, and they're sending signals to our brain and they're sending signals back down. So there's a bi-directional communication between the gut and the brain.
Yeah, that's the first I've actually heard that.
I just always thought that dopamine and serotonin and all of that was in your brain. Because I know when I was taking my like anti-anxiety medication, it was like, oh, this puts serotonin back in your brain. I'm like, oh, I don't know. I mean, I took it. My doctor prescribed it. And I think it was even maybe more of like a placebo. Like, because once I stopped taking it and I was pregnant and now for the last 2 years I haven't been on it, I feel my anxiety has naturally gotten better. I think Brock definitely helps in that sense. And, you know, there's just...
I'm a probiotic for that.
Right?
Yeah. Look, good job, Brock.
I don't feel that I need these prescriptions that I was on in the past. I haven't even taken my allergy medicine since, you know, we had summer.
I think that goes back to the beginning of this conversation. It's like we're over-medicating ourselves through pharmaceutical drugs when we can actually internally look at what our body does naturally. And if we can encourage that, that's the best option.
I had another question too. What is a psychobiotic?
Yeah, well, a psychobiotic is that strain that's in Just Calm, the 1714 strain. So a psychobiotic is basically the friendly bacteria that alters mood cognition. So it's helping your mood and it's altering your mood in a positive way. So that's the biggest difference is a psychobiotic. And this is a fairly new term that's been out there. It's not a very common term. We're one of the first probiotics out there that has brought a psychobiotic to market, which is really exciting. And again, getting to the root cause of it. And that is my biggest passion when you talk about this is just, I want to empower people to just like figure out when a doctor says to be on medicine, figure out why, you know, maybe an anti-anxiety med is right for a little bit just to get you through something. But you want to get to the root cause of it. And virtually everything stems with your gut. You know, people will say, oh, I don't have any gut issues. I mean, I don't have gas or bloating and diarrhea, constipation. And those are of course times where people would turn to a probiotic. I have a lot of gas or bloating, diarrhea, constipation, that kind of stuff. yes, those are times that you turn to a probiotic. But what people don't understand is skin rashes, skin mm-hmm. issues, you know, acne, all of those things are a direct result of your gut microbiome. And like we said, mood issues, mood disorders from anxiety, depression, yeah. you know, Alzheimer's, that's all stemming from your gut. So I don't want, I just really, if there's one thing people could take out of this conversation is to like start doing their own research. I mean, our website has tons of information, but go to other places, you know, listen to podcasts like yours and just educate yourself so you have a knowledge base and a baseline understanding of gut health and all the things and getting to the root cause of an issue.
Yeah, totally. What do you think are like some myths about probiotics?
Oh yeah, that is my favorite thing to talk about. The first myth, so many people that are listening will relate to this one. If they know anything about probiotics, they'll be like, oh, to take one in the refrigerator is the best. It's always a higher quality probiotic if it's in the refrigerator.
It's
and
cold.
The reasoning behind that is that, oh, it's live bacteria. We need live bacteria. The bottom line is it needs to be alive in your intestines.
Yeah, so
it doesn't need to be alive in the refrigerator.
Stomach acids.
Yeah.
Right, right. Yeah. It's going to get killed by the stomach. Exactly. And so that's a big one. Like it does not need to be refrigerated to be a good probiotic. It needs to have studies behind it that shows that it gets there 100%
alive. I'm just going to go get my Yakult and just throw it away real quick. Well, I don't have it.
I'm excited for you to try these though.
Yeah. A lot of fermented foods have other benefits. You know, yes. It's not to say like I'm a huge fan of fermented foods, but I would never replace it as a probiotic. There's a lot of nutrient dense foods in there. You know, you get a lot of nutrients in there, but you don't, it's not a replacement for a probiotic. And I think that's a big myth out there too. I mean, that's another one. Another myth out there that I always like to talk about is those products. You'll see products on the shelf that are 50 billion CFUs. That's how they measure products. You know,
right.
Mine's 3 billion, like 50 billion. You see some as high as 250 billion or 600 insane. Billion. You know, you see these crazy numbers. And there's actually no science behind that whatsoever that shows that more is better. Oh. The key is how many get into the gut and when they get there, what kind of change do they make to the gut? And if you remember, I mentioned the study that we did. Now, we only have 3 billion CFUs, and we've shown a 30% favorable shift in just 2.5 weeks. So these products with 50 billion, 100 billion, they have, I mean, I don't know any of them that have a study that shows this kind of shift in the gut microbiome. And it's why people see so much improvement in whatever they're feeling. You know, we have people will say, like, they started taking it, maybe they had bloating. They had really bad bloating, they started taking it. But then they'd say, you know, I'm sleeping better, or like I have more energy. And it's so funny because in the pharmaceutical world, it's like side effects include suicidal thoughts, weight gain, all these different things. With us, it's like, you know, side effects are like, oh, I have more energy. I'm happier. Yeah, right? Yes. I mean, you know, that you laugh, but that's so true. I see it all the time. I have people say that to me all the time. Like I'm in a better mood. I'm able to handle things better and, you know, more energy. Because when you're going to the bathroom more regularly, you're getting rid of toxins. And, you know, it's all falling into place when you do that. So it's really fun because you might go to the probiotic to maybe, for whatever reason, maybe you want to become more regular.
Well, that's what I was about to ask. That what would be the reasons for the listeners right now to be like, wait, maybe I want to have a look more into my gut health and my probiotic levels and like help myself out. What would be being tired? What are some other symptoms that they might be feeling right now that they can go ahead and be like, maybe this is something that can address these issues? What are those major concerns?
Yeah. So I think, you know, the most common would be the gas, bloating, constipation, diarrhea. Those are the things that most people would notice something, you know, more quickly. But even like skin rashes, like acne, things like that, people will start noticing differences with that. Somebody who has any type of allergy or autoimmune issue, it's a sign that you have some gut imbalance going on. Even your immune system, we mentioned the immune system, 80% of your immune system is if you're someone that gets sick more often, you know, you might want to start taking it to be taking care of your gut health. But I mean, I would argue that there is nobody on the face of this planet that
doesn't
should
need
not
to take
start,
care of it.
That doesn't need it. More important than a multivitamin. I mean, because the thing we have to remember is most of our guts are inflamed because of the world we live in that's so offensive to our gut health. Mm-hmm. But if your gut is inflamed, you're not absorbing nutrients as well. So then foundationally, before you're taking a multivitamin, before you're taking vitamin D, which I think all of those are really important, you need to be taking care of your gut because then you absorb those nutrients so much better.
Yeah.
That's so true. Yeah, because I mean, that's how you consume your nutrients is through your gut. So, wow. Yeah. That's
actually... And I don't want to leave everybody like negative, like it's so, because we do, I said all these offenders to gut health, and we are living in this world that's so like offensive to our gut health.
Right.
But there are so many things we could do. You know, you met, there were other, one thing that is, I think you had mentioned earlier, Sheena, was the whole intermittent fasting. Intermittent fasting is really beneficial to our gut health, which is interesting because it actually, it helps feed when you're not eating during longer periods of time. It actually helps feed bacteria, which is kind of counterintuitive, but it's really, it's been shown in studies. So that's really great to create diversity by intermittent fasting. Another thing is just trying your hardest to eat organically, meditate, you know, and breathing, whatever it is that calms you down. Those are really important things because like you said, that gut and brain are talking to each other all the time. So it's important to just try to be as calm and eliminate stress. And I know that's easier said than done, but there are things we could do and the gut will, and then of course taking a probiotic, but the gut can repair itself. You know, we just have to be taking care of it, nurturing it. So it's not all gloom and doom.
Right. So can all of the Just Thrive products be taken together?
Well, yeah, they definitely can be. I wouldn't necessarily like, if we have I think 9 or 10 products now.
Yeah.
So I would always start with the probiotic. I mean, you could start with the probiotic, which is Just Thrive probiotic antioxidant. That would be, everyone should just take that. If you're feeling any stress or, you know, you're feeling like your mood's down, then the Just Calm, you could
start that's what I really want you to try, the Just Calm. I think that would be beneficial. I think both of us.
I mean, you
seem to be more stressed, I think, sometimes than I am, but I think that that would be good for both of us. So,
yeah, no, I think the feedback on it has been incredible so far. I mean, it's been so exciting because when you get to the root cause of something, you just see great changes. And then the prebiotic, and then would be another great, the prebiotic is kind of the food for the probiotic. So I think those are the ones you could kind of start with. And then we have a product specialist on if you call our number, who's amazing. And, you know, if anyone has any more questions, but definitely the number one, you need to start with the probiotic. That's just, it's non-negotiable. So
yeah,
it's really, really
well,
good.
You've sold me. So I have your products. I'm going to start taking the products. I was like, I need to check. I'm always just so paranoid with breastfeeding of what I put in my body. But then people are like, no, you should be putting that in your body. So I'm like, good to know.
But you're right to be paranoid. I'm the same exact way. You're absolutely right to. I mean, you should make sure and continue to be so vigilant like that, and find products that have the research behind it. You're doing things that are really beneficial, and nothing harmful.
So I know Just Calm is the newest, but what's next on the horizon for Just Thrive?
What are we working on?
Well, we are working on some really exciting. One is something that will help us with the acid reflux, which the probiotic alone, we've seen.
I needed that when I was pregnant.
Yeah, I know a lot of pregnant moms need that so badly. So that hopefully should be coming out. We're fingers crossed on that. So we really do spend a lot of time on research and making sure things are viable and all of that before we launch anything. And we always say we're not a supplement company that's going to come out with 200 different SKUs. We really only bring things that are missing and needed in the market. Nobody had a spore-based probiotic when we came. Mm-hmm. We brought this technology, this something that was truly missing and needed. And we really want to make an impact on this world. And I've seen it over the last 2 years, the impact we've made on people's immune systems. And it's been amazing. You know, after all my careers in my life, I finally got to the one that it was the right one. So
yeah, that's awesome. It's the best when you can be passionate about your career and be happy. And then when you're working, it doesn't feel like work.
Yes.
I love that.
It's so true. We love it. My husband and I are in business together. Just like you guys are doing stuff together. It is the best.
It's so fun when you get to work with your partner. I mean, it's sometimes, you know, you do need to separate.
It's ecstatic.
But
it's so enjoyable. Most
I love it. I love when we get to do this. So, okay. You had mentioned meditating, but what are some other things that you do like daily just to like live your best life? What are some things that the listeners can implement into their daily routines?
Yeah. So I wake up every day and I do a deep breathing or meditation, or sometimes I do both, but I do like to deep breathe. I'm like Brock, very stressed out, always like high strung. And I've really done a lot to make that not the case anymore. So I wake up, I do my deep breathing. I drink hot water with lemon. I go on a walk outside, even though I live in freezing cold Chicago. I walk outside no matter what. I mean, yes, I just love being in nature. And I think we know it's good for our microbiome to be in nature. So I walk even when it's like, unless it's like icy or really, really cold, I do that. I say daily affirmations every day.
I love that.
Walking is my drug of choice. You know, it's amazing what it does for me. Just being outside is really, really awesome.
Yeah. I love that. Those are some good daily tips for the listeners. And my last question is, what do you think is the most important thing that you want all of the listeners to take away from this episode?
The most important thing I would say is to take control of your own health. Start young. Mm-hmm. Like I said, the world we're living is so offensive to our gut health and to so many other aspects of our health. I mean, we see this with the, you know, onset of all these childhood diseases and childhood, you know, allergies. And so the current medical system is not working successfully. I mean, we need to be taking control of our own health. Do your own research, you know, find a functional medicine doctor. You know, just getting to the root cause, find someone that's going to look at your whole body, but you be your own CEO of your health. Really focus on your own health. Go to a doctor. They have lots of expertise, but you know the numbers. When I go to the doctor, I give the doctor what blood tests I want. I mean, it used to be like they tell you.
I did that when I was pregnant.
Good for you. Yeah. That's awesome. That's so awesome. Especially being young and, you know, knowing that I didn't know any of that stuff for years. So good
for
you.
Yeah, I was like, you're going to test my progesterone. You're going to do this. Yes. Like I gave them a list of everything I wanted checked and I did that weekly. So
yeah. And keep on with those checking your hormone levels. I think that's super important because like the progesterone is so great. That probably also helped you feel calmer too. That's, you know, progesterone is really calming but just taking control of your health and being your own CEO, I think is the best thing someone could take away from this today.
Oh yeah.
And well, it's so easy to do that too. It's all at your fingertips. So that's a great tip for everyone listening.
So listeners, you can save 15% site-wide at justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code Shay. And again, their website is justthrivehealth.com. Promo code Shay for 15% off site-wide. Tina, thank you so much. Is there anything else that we didn't cover that you want to say to the listeners before we go?
I think we covered it all. It was awesome. It was so fun chatting with you guys. And I hope everybody starts taking care of their gut health to see their overall health improve.
Agreed. Honey, anything else?
Well, Tina said it, guys, and I'm a big believer in this. Like the world is there. You have it there at your fingertips. You got to take control of what you can do. And that's everything. You
got
to take control
of your own life,
which is be your CEO. I love that one.
Yeah.
I do that with Homebody, with my startup as well. And I think it's an opportunity for everybody to stop kind of like being caught in a rat race and take control. So thank you very much for that. I appreciate the message.
You know what? Wait, I've got one last
question.
You've
got one to take from it?
For Tina, but for you, do you have any advice for a new CEO doing a startup and starting their own business?
Oh, that's a great question. let me think of it depends on like what they're in, obviously, but I think the biggest thing is taking care of your team, like culture. And like when we start a business, we think we're the only ones that could do it. And I think what we thought I was doing everything for so many years. I knew every customer, I knew everything. And then I'm like, I need to let this go a little bit. And we hired our first hire and it just changed everything. We started to grow and then we hired another hire and it was like, all of a sudden the company started growing so much faster. I mean, I could never have done it. So relinquish control when you're starting a company. I think that's an important thing. And just take care of your team. I mean, I love every single member of our team. They are amazing people. I hope they think I treat them like gold because I love them. I think they're amazing. I love them and they treat us like gold. So I would just say hire people to help. My goal is to hire people smarter than me. That's all I ever do is hire people smarter than me.
I love that.
Well, that's perfect. I got to hire a few people then.
Perfect. Yeah, that's why I have a big team now. So
Yes. Well, again, I know you are a very busy lady. Thank you so much. And listeners, one more time, 50% off site-wide, code Shay at justthrivehealth.com. Tina, thank you for your time. This was so fun and informational.
Thank you, guys. You guys are a lot of fun. It was a great time.
Thanks for listening, guys.
We'll see you later, Tina.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Thanks for listening to Shenanigans with Sheena Shea. Download new episodes every week on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.